You're listening to New Technia, the smartest World Cup final ever, and the technology that still failed outside the stadium. Argentina and Spain contested a World Cup final watched by a sensor-filled ball, 16 tracking cameras, 3D player twins, and AI-assisted systems. Yet outside the New York, New Jersey stadium, reported ticket scanning trouble and security bottlenecks left supporters waiting for hours. When defending champions Argentina met European champions Spain in the 104th and final match of the 2026 FIFA World Cup, the contest brought together Lionel Messi and Lamine Yamal, two football generations separated by almost two decades. It also placed the sport's most ambitious collection of match technology under its greatest pressure. The 30-second summary. Argentina and Spain contested a World Cup final watched by a sensor-filled ball, 16 tracking cameras, 3D player twins, and AI-assisted systems. Yet outside the New York, New Jersey stadium, reported ticket scanning trouble and security bottlenecks left supporters waiting for hours. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Inside the New York, New Jersey stadium, a connected ball measured movement 500 times per second. 16 optical cameras tracked the players, artificial intelligence helped interpret their positions, and digital replicas could reconstruct disputed moments in three dimensions. Outside, however, supporters and media workers reported long queues, ticket scanning difficulties, and slow security processing. The contrast captured an uncomfortable lesson. Sophisticated technology is only as strong as the entire system around it. A final built from millions of data points. Every player at the tournament was scanned in advance to create an accurate three-dimensional avatar. FIFA combined those models with 16 tracking cameras installed in each stadium. The cameras produced more than 150 million tracking data points per match, allowing the system to recreate the action in 3D. This was not simply for attractive television graphics. The virtual match could help the video assistant referee judge whether an offside player blocked a goalkeeper's view, whether the ball crossed the touchline before a goal, and which body part established an offside position. The system still had limits. FIFA said its faster automated alerts applied to clear positional offsides. More subjective questions, such as whether an offside player interfered with play, continued to require human interpretation. The ball that knew exactly when it was touched. Argentina and Spain played with the gold, black and white Trionda final, the first World Cup ball given a distinct design specifically for the tournament's closing matches rather than a simple color change. Inside one of its four panels sat a 500 Hz inertial measurement unit. The sensor recorded acceleration and movement in three dimensions and sent precise data to the VAR operation in real time. Counterweights inside the other panels maintained the ball's balance. When connected ball data was combined with player positions, officials could identify the exact instant of a pass or even a faint touch that ordinary broadcast footage might miss. This improved the timing used for offside decisions and could assist with disputed handballs or deflections. It did not make the decision by itself. The referee remained responsible for interpreting the evidence and applying the laws. AI watched, but it was not allowed to coach live. FIFA and Lenovo also supplied football, AI Pro to all 48 participating teams. The generative assistant could turn large collections of tournament data into text, video, graphs, and 3D analysis. Giving every team access was intended to reduce the advantage enjoyed by wealthy federations with large analysis departments. Its use was deliberately restricted to preparation before matches and analysis afterward. Teams could not ask the system for live tactical instructions during play. Argentina and Spain therefore arrived at the final with access to the same platform, but their coaches and players still had to make decisions in real time. The referee became part of the broadcast. The match official wore a small referee view camera. AI stabilization reduced the violent shake and blur created by sprinting and rapid head movement, giving viewers a clearer first-person look at tackles, arguments, and the speed of elite football. The referee also carried the familiar communication equipment and watches used for goal line alerts. This made the official one of the most connected people on the pitch, while preserving the principle that technology advises and the referee decides. Then the technology met the stadium entrance. Reports from outside the final described supporters waiting for extended periods as some tickets failed to scan correctly. Staff and media also encountered accreditation queues, airport-style screening, and individual searches. Heightened security surrounding the attendance of U.S. President Donald Trump added another layer of delay. It would be inaccurate to blame the entire disruption on one broken scanner. Contemporary accounts point to a mixture of ticketing trouble, restricted entry routes, security procedures, staffing, and confused directions. That distinction matters because replacing a device cannot fix a process designed without enough capacity or fallback options. The irony was difficult to ignore. The stadium could locate a player's body parts many times each second, detect a tiny contact inside the ball, and reconstruct the pitch virtually, yet the simpler act of moving a valid ticket holder through a gate became the weak point. The real lesson from football's smartest final. The technology used around Argentina versus Spain demonstrated how sensors and AI can help resolve factual questions that the human eye cannot answer reliably. It also produced richer analysis and new ways to watch the game. But precision on the pitch does not automatically create a good experience beyond it. A truly smart stadium needs resilient ticket validation, offline fallbacks, clear crowd information, sufficient trained staff, and security planning that can absorb exceptional demand. The best technology is not the system with the most impressive demonstration. It is the one that continues to work when more than 80,000 people arrive at the same place for the biggest match in football. Before we overstate the result. Yet outside the New York, New Jersey stadium, reported ticket scanning trouble and security bottlenecks left supporters waiting for hours. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.